This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Robert Frost is one of America's best-known and beloved poets. He lived many places over the span of his 88 years, San Francisco, Massachusetts, Derry, New Hampshire, Ripton, Vermont, and then there's the house in Franconia, New Hampshire. From 1915 to 1920, Robert Frost lived in a farmhouse on Ridge Road. There, he wrote poems, cared for animals, and raised a young family. That home is now known as the Frost Place, run by a nonprofit dedicated to Frost's memory and legacy. This weekend, it's celebrating its 40th anniversary. I stopped by recently to get a sense of the place and hear some contemporary poetry.
I do not want to finish my potato, but feel guilty not to finish my potato. Many died for lack of potatoes, but I don't.
The barn behind Frost's former home no longer holds chickens or cows. Instead, it's got a stage, a sound system, and people listening on this evening to poet Martha Rhodes.
Pretty, brightly hopeful, but this one's white or really yellow. I've asked Mother why always potatoes. Can't we sometimes have rice or turnips?
Poets from all over the country routinely gather here to learn from each other and share their work with local lovers of poetry. Blas Falconer is one of them. He lives in Los Angeles, and this is his third time here at the Frost Place. He says he likes how intimate it feels and the awe the location inspires.
Robert Frost is, of course, one of our most important American poets, and to think that he was here and that he was writing here and living here is a really special thing to consider.
Falconer and I spoke on the lawn between the barn and the house. There's a meadow nearby that ends at the edge of a forest. The poets gathered here either wear bug spray or wish they had. Looking southeast from the house, you can see Lafayette and Cannon Mountains bathed in afternoon sunlight. Frost apparently liked this view because for years after he moved out, he returned in the summer. The house changed hands a few times after he sold it, and in 1976, when it went on the market, a small group of people in Franconia petitioned the town to buy the house. Their campaign worked. Evangeline Macklin, who helped found the Frost Place, spoke at the dedication ceremony 40 years ago.
Today, that old house, the Frost Place, is ours. Although there's a mortgage of $45,000 on it, it's halfway to being free and clear. The town of Franconia owns it and offers it to us all to go over there and get some color and music out of life.
Get some color and music out of life is the last line in Frost's poem, The Investment. The Frost Place itself has been a kind of investment in literary culture. It's part museum, part residence for guest poets to live here and create. It gives poets the chance to explore the property and find inspiration where Frost did.
So we're going through the poets' quarters. This is where our poet in residence lives.
Maudell Driscoll takes me inside the house through what was once Robert Frost's kitchen. Driscoll is a poet and the director of the Frost Place. We climb the narrow staircase to one of the rooms where Frost wrote his poems while looking out over the mountains.
So just to describe this room a little bit, there's a Singer sewing machine. There's a little table. Must I really had to crouch to sit on this table? Did he not use this table? Was this just decorative?
No, that's one of his desks. So he would have had this in front of the window, probably under this, the taller part of the ceiling. The ceiling is angled down and then comes straight down. So the center is tall. It looks like a barn roof, sort of.
What does it mean to have this place be successful 40 years in?
I'm very heartened to understand the commitment that we have to our history and to our letters. And poetry is sort of the language of the interior. And it brings us together and teaches us empathy. And it's one of the most important art forms that we have that can be passed down. So it means that historically we have a respect for the arts and that Robert Frost was able to carve a big enough place in history that we want to honor his memory.
So this 40th anniversary celebration this weekend is part a celebration of everything that you just mentioned, the empathy, the appreciation for the arts, but it's also a kickoff for a fundraising campaign because the Frost House needs some repairs.
It's quite an old house and it's quite damp. So one of the things we'd like to do is maybe take a look at a capital campaign to try to help fix some of that damage from the dampness and to stop the dampness from continuing to occur. There's a lot of water that comes in and into the house and it's important to take a look at that.
So this is part residence for the poet in residence, but it's also a museum. What do you think people gain from coming here and seeing where Robert Frost lived and did some of his work?
We found recently a board that was loose here. And when we turned the board over, there was writing that was pretty familiar to all of us. And what was there is the top of the crate that he used to move back from England and move into this house. He took the crate and cut a notch out of it and used it to make a shelf. And at that moment, I realized how closely this house was tied to Frost and how much you actually feel it. It's not just a tie to the history. It lets you experience inspiration in a very real way. Robert Frost, if nothing else, encapsulates the human experience and the American experience in spirit. And to stand in this place where he stood and look at what he looked at brings it a little bit, it realizes it more fully in your imagination.
Well, Maudell, thank you very much for speaking with me about Robert Frost.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming up. It was lovely to see you.
That's Maudell Driscoll, director of the Frost Place, which is celebrating the 40th anniversary here this weekend in Franconia. The public is welcome to enjoy poetry readings by Charles Simic and Nikki Finney and many others, and also a production of This Verse Business, which is based on the writing of Robert Frost. That's at the local elementary school. The celebration is free, but the good folks at the Frost Place are asking you to register if you want to go. You can learn how to do that at nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.